You see, when you got the shield on, nothing will take you by surprise. Oh, somebody help me here. Somebody help me here. You know, when you got the, it's just like I told y'all. It's just like I told. You know, when I deal with folk, you know, I give everybody a zero. I give everybody a zero. And you do something good, oh, that's 10 right there. That's, you got 10 points. You know, do something else. Oh, yeah, that's 25. That's 25. Do so, oh, that's 50 points. But you see, the problem with us, a lot of times, we give everybody 100. Now, come on. The Bible say all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We give everybody 100. And then when they do something, oh, I can't believe they, oh my goodness, I can't believe they did that. Oh my goodness. Oh, and that thing will keep you up, worry you, dog you out, and put you down.
Welcome to the Anchored in Jesus radio program, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder and dean of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. We thank you for joining us today as we continue our series on spiritual warfare titled Looking for a Reason to Fight, with part 8 and the conclusion of the first message on the shield of faith. So let's rejoin Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of the first message on the shield of faith.
B-A-D. What does that mean? Blessed and delivered. That you're bad. And when you hold up the shield, you're bad. When the enemy tries to attack you, hold up the shield that says bad. When things don't go right on your job, hold up the shield that says bad. When it looks like things are rough in your marriage, hold up the shield that says bad. When folks scandalize your name, hold up the shield that says bad. When somebody tries to put you down, hold up the shield that says bad. God has given you a piece of equipment to fight against discouragement. And it's never, never right for the child of God to be an ongoing discouragement. If you are a child of God and you find yourself in ongoing defeat and discouragement, you are allowing Satan to gain the victory in your life. Look what he said back in verse 13. He said, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." When is the evil day? The evil day is when Satan launches his arrows against you. When Satan tries to discourage you. You know, I was telling people that, you know, there are little things in life sometimes that discourage me. But if you don't catch them when they're little, they can become big things. Like, you know, I don't understand why it is when I go to the bank and I strategically figure out which line is going to move the faster. And I commit to the line that I think is going to move faster. Why is it that when I get in that line, I always experience gridlock? Discouragement. Discouragement. Why is it when I go to the fast food restaurant and I pull up outside, and when I pull up outside, there's 10 cars in front of me, and all the time I'm in line, nobody ever pulls up behind me? Discouragement. Discouragement. Here goes one that I can't figure out. Why is it that when I search the Sunday paper and I talk to people and I look strategically for something that I want to purchase and I go buy it and I take it home, my wife says, "Well, you know, that's on sale at Target for such and such a thing." Discouragement. And unless you learn how to deal with the little discouraging things in life, Satan will get a foothold in there and he'll become a stronghold in your life, and it'll grip you and grab you. There's some folk here sitting here today. You're ready to give up. You're ready to quit. You're ready to quit on the job that you have. You're ready to quit the service that you're doing for God. You're ready to quit. Some of you, sad to say, I hate to say this, you're ready to quit your marriage. And God is saying, don't let the devil get the victory. Don't be discouraged. There's no reason for the child of God to be discouraged. The shield of the Roman soldier, the shield spoken of here was made of wood and was overlaid with metal. It was covered with linen and leather, and it was soaked in water to absorb the fiery arrows. It was about 2.5 feet wide and about 4 feet long. And it was designed so that the soldier could kind of stoop behind it and his whole body would be covered as he advanced in the battle. Now, another thing that was interesting is that sometimes they would put little hooks on the edge of the shield so that they could hook it up to the man next to him. So actually, as they moved ahead, they could move ahead just like a solid wall, and the enemy couldn't get to him. And the beautiful thing about this shield is that the front of it often was drenched in water, because what the enemy would do is the enemy would take his arrow, he would dip it in tar, he would dip it in pitch, and he would shoot it at the opponent, and when it hit, if it hit the shield, it would splatter, and then you would get burned, and fires would start all around you. But when that shield was soaked in water, and the flaming arrow hit the shield, it just put it out. And God is saying that when the devil launches the arrows of discouragement in your life, that all you have to do is hold up the shield of faith, and you can put it out. The preeminence, we looked at the purpose, that was the purpose, the preeminence of the shield. Look what he says here. In verse 16, he says, above all. Above all. What does that mean, above all? Well, there are three interpretations as to what above all means. Somebody said above all means especially this piece. Even if you don't have any other piece of armor, make sure that you have this one. Above all, if you forget your helmet, if you forget your girdle, if you forget your breastplate, make sure, as the songwriter said, be very sure that you've got the shield of faith. Now, that makes sense because, now, once again, we've been telling you to put it on and keep it on and keep it on. So don't take it off. But if you happen to find yourself without a piece of the armor, make sure that you have the shield of faith, because at least you can ward off the fiery darts of the wicked one. So that's one interpretation. Another interpretation says this: above all, that means over the rest of the armor. Once you put on the rest of the armor, put this on over top of it. And then a third view says, above all means at all times and in every situation, put it on and keep it on. You say, Pastor Glaze, well, which one is the correct interpretation? Yeah. All of them. All of them. If you forget something, have the shield. If you got it all on, have the shield. Have the shield and don't put it down. This is a key piece of armor that God has given to you. The prerequisite of the armor. He says here, above all, taking. This word, taking, actually means having already taken up. Already, don't lay it down, and then when you see an arrow coming, you go somewhere and try to pick it. No, he says, having taken it up, keep it up. You know, and I was thinking today, I said, you know, there's so many ways that Satan can hit you today. You know, before, just think of the ways that Satan can hit you today. I mean, before, in person, and you could have a face-to-face confrontation with somebody, and Satan could hit you through that person. You could go to your mailbox and pick up some mail, and Satan could hit you through the mail. You could hear your phone ring and pick up your phone, and Satan hit you through your phone. But see, as we advance in technology, we also advance in techniques that the devil can use to hit us. Because now he can hit us through email, cell phone, text message, fax, cyberspace, all this stuff. He can hit us now. So you better take that shield up and keep it up. all these different ways that Satan can come at you. Well, I'm just in my house. I'm just on my email, I'm on my computer, checking my email. Put it up. You better have it up. Discouragement can hit you quicker than quick. Well, no, I'm in the house of God. You know, we just got finished worshiping. We saw the mime, we saw the deaf man, the voices of praise, Genesis. You know, the kids, they all sang, man, we were blessed. You know, everything was good. You know, I can let down a little bit. No, you better put it up. You better put it up when you walk out this. You better put it on right now. The shield. You know, you need to have it on because discouragement can hit you when you least expect it. Have you ever been talking to somebody, maybe it's your wife, your husband, co-worker, somebody, and all of a sudden, man, they come with something from left field. And you're like, what just happened here? Where did you get that from? You know, next thing you know, man, that thing done jumped on you, and you're walking around defeated and discouraged, and that's on your mind. And maybe one of the reasons that it hit you so hard is because you didn't have the shield on. You see, when you got the shield on, nothing will take you by surprise. Oh, somebody help me here. You know, when you got the, it's just like I told y'all. You know, when I deal with folk, you know, I give everybody a zero. And you do something good, oh, that's 10 right there. You got 10 points. You know, do something else. Oh, yeah, that's 25. That's 50 points. But you see, the problem with us, a lot of times, we give everybody 100. Now, come on. The Bible say all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We give everybody 100. And then when they do something, oh, I can't believe they, oh my goodness, I can't believe they did that. Oh my goodness. Oh, and that thing will keep you up, worry you, dog you out, and put you down. But you see, when it happens to me, hey, I already gave you a zero anyway, so you know. You know, it didn't hurt me, you know. We just roll on. You know, I'm just going to keep on ministering. I'm just going to keep on doing what God would have me to do. You see, one thing I realized about folk as being a pastor? Let me tell y'all a little secret that I realized about folk, that they're sinners. Like I told you before, if you want to live above sin, then you go rent an apartment above a drug addict. That's the only way you're going to live above sin. All right? That's the only way. Everybody going to sin. And so, my brothers and sisters, don't get discouraged when sinners do what they're supposed to do. You say, oh, but, you know, we're supposed to be Christians. Well, to live above with those we love, oh, that will be glory. But to live below with those we know, that's quite a different story. You see, man, Satan will use people to discourage you. There was an evangelist, and he just was getting ready to give up. He was getting ready to quit. And he went to this one pastor and told him, he said, I'm tired. Folk have just wore me out. They've run me down. I'm discouraged, and I don't want to minister anymore. And the minister said, well, why did you come to me? He said, I'm just coming to let somebody know that I quit. He said, that's fine. He said, okay, let's go. Come on. Let's get down on our knees right here. Okay, now you tell God that you quit. Tell him that people don't know. I didn't call you into the ministry. I didn't call you to serve in this ministry. I didn't call you into this relationship, this marriage. I didn't call you to this job. Come on. Get down on your knees and tell the one who called you. Tell him that folk done wore you out. Tell him that you let the devil discourage you. With this shield of faith that you got, the shield of faith, that tell God that you let people, that you let Satan discourage you. He said, well, I don't want to tell God that because he might tell me to keep on going. See, then you know what that means? You already made up in your mind that it's not God's will, but it's your will. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Notice what he also says here in verse 16. He says, above all, taking the shield of faith. This word faith. Faith, the shield of faith. Now, you know what this means? I don't want to get too deep into the Greek language, but actually what it's saying is it's a genitive of opposition, which means take up the shield, which is faith. The shield, which is faith. So what is he letting us know? He's letting us know that he's not talking about a literal shield. He's talking about, as a believer, the only shield that you need is the shield of faith. That with the shield of faith, you can quench every fiery dart of the wicked one. Man, your husband or wife will launch something out against you. Well, I told you so and so. I told you to do such and such. Here comes that arrow. Put it out. Put it out. Put it out. Children can discourage you, can break your heart, can make you feel bad. And you know what? Satan sometimes will use your kids to take your joy. He will use your kids. You know, you get to the point where sometimes you just hate having to say the same things over and over again. You get to the point where you say, look, let me find a way to be an encourager some of the time and not bring the voice of doom all the time. And the only, somebody said it's hard. I heard that. I heard that. Amen. Amen. We might have a testimony. No, just. But you know what? When you put on this shield, once again, you are ready for any attack that Satan can hit you with. I tell you what, man, I'll be honest with you, and I'm sharing from my heart now. Man, I done got hit with some blows, Jack. I done got hit with some blows that will knock out King Kong. I ain't lying, man. And I had to go somewhere, and I had to set aside for a little while, and I had to work through that thing because it hurt, and it was a blow. But you know, when you work through it, And you strengthen up your shield. You brush off the fire burns that are on the front of your shield, and you douse it back in the water again. You got to get back out there. You got to get back out there. Because Satan, man, he will hit you with some hard blows. You know, I'll be honest with you, man. I can deal with anything in this church. And I've dealt with stuff here. You ever see them cartoons that when people see a ghost, that their hair stands straight up on their head? I dealt with some stuff here, man, that, ah! Some of y'all know what I'm talking about, too. But you know what? When I go home, I'll be honest with you. When I go home, I put my head down on that pillow, I go to sleep, man. I go to sleep. But you know, when you sometimes get to the place of refuge, when you get to your sanctuary and you get hit, my, it's a little different. It's a little different in the sanctuary. It's a little different in your place of refuge. But somehow you gotta get this shield. And you got to put this shield back on, and you got to stand against the tricks of the devil, because he has a multitude of tricks. He got more tricks than Carter got pills. That's how many tricks the devil got. And he got a whole bag just for you. He got a bag with your name on it, and he knows what it is that it will take to get you. He knows what it will take to take you down. And he's gearing up for you right now. I guarantee you, he's got the air. You know, some folk, it can be something as simple as a headache. You know, some folk have no problem dealing with headache. They just deal with it. You know, I know people have perpetual headaches and they just deal with them. But then somebody gets a headache and their whole world is thrown off. You see, and I'm gonna get to this next week. This is next week. But on the back of the page, we're gonna talk specifically about the arrows that Satan uses. The arrow of regression, the arrow of suppression, the arrow of depression, and the arrow of obsession. We're gonna talk about that next week. But let me say this, that with that headache, you can become obsessed with that. So much so that you just want to take something and chop your head off. That's how obsessed you become. And that's for some folk, that's his trick. His trick is to take something very little and minute and to get you to obsess over it, and then it becomes a life-dominating problem, a problem that dominates your whole life. And that's his trick because he knows you. Satan knows your bend. He knows which way you lean. He knows how to get your goat. And he's going to fire the arrow at you that will get your goat and that will discourage you. And so he says, take up the shield of faith. This word faith, there was a missionary that was translating the Bible in another language. And he came across this word faith. And he didn't know how to translate the word. He was trying to figure out, how do you translate this word faith? And all of a sudden, one of the natives who had been running for miles came in and flopped down in the chair next to him. And the native said, man, it's so good to put my whole weight on this chair. And the missionary thought, ah, that's the translation for the word faith. Faith is resting all of your weight on God. See, if all my weight is on God, that when Satan shoots his arrow, it's not going to affect me. But if I'm leaning on my crutch, if I'm leaning on this, if I'm leaning on that, Satan is going to hit me every time. But when I'm resting in God, when I'm leaning on God, Satan cannot hit me. What is the purpose of the shield? Well, the purpose of the shield is to extinguish all the flaming arrows that Satan can launch at the believer. All the flaming arrows that Satan can launch at you. And see, the sad thing is that we give the devil a little crack. You know, we don't keep the shield. We don't keep the shield in front of us, protecting us. We don't have faith. We don't exercise faith. We don't put faith in God that everything is going to be all right, that he got everything worked out. So what do? We drop the shield a little bit, and Satan can hit us. We turn to the side a little bit, and Satan can hit us. We hold it up in the air, and he can hit us. And somebody put it like this. You put the devil out, but you let him leave his bags. You got out of a bad relationship because it was bad, but you are resentful and angry. You let the devil leave his bags. You got out of financial debt, but you still can't control your desire to spend on frivolous things. You put the devil out, but you let him leave his bags. You got out of a bad habit or addiction, but you still long to do it just one more time. You put the devil out, but you let him leave his bags. You said, I forgive you, but can't you see I can't forget and have peace with that person? You put the devil out, but you let him leave his bags. You told your unequally yoked mate that it was over, that it's over. We can't be in this relationship. But you still continue to call that person. You put the devil out, but you let him leave his bags. You got a horribly oppressive job, but you're still trying to sabotage the company after you left. You put the devil out, but you let him leave his bags. You cut off that affair with that man or woman that was married, but you still lust after him or her. You put the devil out, but you let him leave his bags. You broke off your relationship with that hurtful, abusive person, but you are still trying to find ways to stay connected. You put the devil out, but you let him leave his bags. See, the shield of faith means that you not only put the devil out, but you don't even give him a way to get back. You don't even give him a way to get back in. And see, that's the problem sometimes. We put the devil out of our life, but then we turn, we lower, we raise, and Satan has a way to get back in. But when you hold up that shield of faith, God is able to keep you from falling.
Thank you for joining us today on the Anchored in Jesus radio program. We hope you were challenged by today's teaching. Join us next time for the first half of part 9, our second message on the shield of faith. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes and outline of today's teaching, the shield of faith, You can contact us here at the Anchored in Jesus radio program by calling 877-831-5060 and request the Shield of Faith or program number 061029. That's 877-831-5060 and request the Shield of Faith or program number 061029. Today's teaching was part 8 of our 12-part series, Looking for a Reason to Fight, and the entire series is made available by request. If you would like to make a financial contribution to the program, you can send it to the Anchored in Jesus radio program, 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15208. That's the Anchored in Jesus radio program, 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15208.